right, guys. This is yet another week with our Yankees. We're going to talk about the recap of all the games, how the Yankees have been performing, the latest news, and everything you need to know about the Yankees. This is On Deck, presented by Flagpole Sports. This is Tone. Let's do it.
Now batting for the American League from the New York Yankees.
And now, the New York Yankees.
All right, guys, this is Tone. This is Flagpole Sports, and this is On Deck. Let's get into it. It's been a crazy, crazy week of Yankee baseball. Definitely some highs, and we're leading into some motherfucking lows. I mean, it's going to get bad, but before we get to the bad, let's get to the good. We have recorded this last Tuesday, and of course, this past Wednesday, not tomorrow, not today, depending on when you're hearing this, Corey Kluber, May 19th, threw a no-hitter. Received a lot of flack. Got paid very handsomely for a guy who's had an injury-prone couple of last seasons. And you know what? He threw a no-hitter. Absolute gem. He was a one walk away from throwing a perfect game. And it looked like maybe we were getting a guy that was a Cy Young coming out of Cleveland all those years back. And there was a lot of optimism around the team. Starting pitching, going, I believe they finished at 33 straight innings without allowing a run. Started with Paxton, went to Herman, then it went to Cole, Talion. The whole rotation was just dealing. Team was looking like it was round of form. Offense was a little lethargic, but you know what? They were scoring just enough for us to get some wins. But the pitching staff was looking like they were as dominant as ever. And there was excitement and optimism around the Yankees team leading back into their homestand at Yankee Stadium. They came into Yankee Stadium sweeping the, not even American League leading, but the whole MLB leading best record in the league, Chicago White Sox, swept them. Wasn't even close. Well, maybe the last game was close, but they swept them nonetheless. And it was like, you know what? The Yankees are sending a fucking message right now. The Yankees are showing everybody that when they really get going, this is the fucking team to beat. This is where the championship runs through. This is the New York Yankees. And you know what? Fuck you guys. This is us. You're not going to beat us. At our best, nobody can beat us. Even your best can't beat us. But then, reality starts to set in, right? It gets a little fucking crazy. And you know what happens? The fucking injury bug absolutely smacks us in the fucking face. DJ LeMay didn't lose, but he missed Tuesday night game paternity list. His wife had a child, had a daughter. Congrats to DJ. Then Tuesday, going into Wednesday, there was some darkness in the air. Corey Kluber was pitching Tuesday's game, Yankee Stadium, opening up the series against the Blue Jays. He left after three innings, giving up three runs, and you can only imagine the thoughts that are going through your head when you know that your starting pitcher who just gave up no hits, no hit Texas Rangers, leaves after three innings. You can only fear the worst. And today, the worst was realized. The Yankees said they sent Corey Kluber out for an MRI, and that MRI came back. He has some strain in his arm, the same arm that caused him problems, the same arm that cost him the better part of the last two seasons. And they're going to shut him down for a minimum of 4 weeks, which means, according to Coach Aaron Boone, he's going to likely be done for the next 2 months. And that's reality right now. It's even further the reality. The Yankees also announced that they're going to put Luke Voit on the injury list. He has an oblique strain. I mean, we've seen this story before, right, guys? We've seen the Yankees' optimism going into the season, kind of like, you know, mixed bag here and there. Maybe look really good, maybe look really bad. Then they start turning on, and then all of a sudden, the fucking injury bug just decimates his team. He's already missing Giancarlo Stanton. He's missing O'Day from the bullpen. Some wholesale guys. Of course, Britton's been gone for a while. Severino, who had Tommy John surgery last year. Some wholesale injuries on his team right now. But losing Corey Kluber, you're missing a big part of the rotation. A guy that threw a no-hitter. A guy that you were hoping was going to turn the corner. Was going to be that ace-type pitcher behind Gerrit Cole. And now where do we go from here? The logical move would maybe just bring up Davey Garcia. He's a very capable starting pitcher. He showed signs of brilliance last year. And just roll your dice with him until you get Corey Kluber back. It's going to be about a month, 2 months. You know, you throw the kid out there, make him learn, maybe build up his confidence. And, you know, hopefully you get some good starts at him. And that's your play right there. The absolute panic mode would be to make a trade. Would it, though? Would it really be a panic mode to make a fucking trade? No, it probably wouldn't be a fucking panic mode to make a trade. The problem is, there's like almost nobody left to trade on this team. Unless you're willing to trade a guy like Clint Frazier. Unless you're willing to trade a guy, I don't know, at this point, I don't know, like a Tyler Wade. You're going to give up wholesale talent to get something back at this point. And will the Yankees, will they push? I mean, listen, Cashman has pulled off some gems, some cheap gems. Giroshello comes to mind as a guy that's completely paid off. Luke Voit, minus the injuries, also paid off. Who knows? Maybe he goes out, he gets a cheap pitcher, maybe a guy under the radar, a four guy, a five guy. But moves got to be made. You can't do this. I think the wrong move would be to have bullpen starts. I'm firmly against those kind of games. I think it just strains your bullpen. It doesn't help them, hurts them. And I think that, you know, especially for a team that needs as much pitching as they do, you pull a bullpen start out of this team, you're going to likely hurt the team more than you're going to help it. So I think looking for a starter, maybe Davey Garcia, maybe Michael King, maybe make a trade, yet to be seen. Of course, we haven't even broached the fucking topic of Aaron Hicks, who's likely gone for the season after getting the surgery. They're saying it's going to be a long rehab. They're not sure if he's going to make it back this year. The fact remains, besides Aaron Judge, there's really not a great option in the outfield. Aaron Judge definitely has the arm. Clint Frazier has the arm. Clint Frazier is definitely struggling at the plate. Guardy is doing valiantly. I mean, you can only expect so much out of Guardy. Tyler Wade is an option in the outfield, although he is a mixed bag when it comes to offense. Defense is pretty solid. He's got the speed to play, but you never know what you're going to get on offense. And, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, we traded away Talkman, who's not really playing that great in San Fran, but, you know, there were some names mentioned. Delino DeShields from Texas. Maybe a guy like, personally, a guy I think the Yankees should trade for. Andrew Benintendi. This guy fucking torched us when he was with the Red Sox. Now he's on the Royals. I think he's definitely a guy that maybe the Yankees should look and maybe make a trade for. Look, you might have to give up like a Clint Frazier. You might have to give up a Clint Frazier. But you know what? Andrew Benintendi, I think, has just as much upside as Clint Frazier does. And I think you're getting probably a better all-around player. Probably not going to be a 30-40 home run hitter, but he's going to be a solid 15-25. He'll probably get you that 90 RBIs, and it's just going to play fucking solid. That would be my pick right there. But we'll see what the Yankees do. We'll see what Brian Cashman does. We need to make some moves. We need to make some moves, because with the team we have now, I don't like our backups. I don't like Guardy full-time. I don't like Mike Ford at first base full-time, especially DG might miss a game here and there. Chio's been not often injured, but, you know, he's had a few clashes with the IL. But, look, moves do have to be made, and we'll see what the Yankees do. But, for now, this is the team. There hasn't been any movement yet, other than a movement to the fucking IL. And this is where we're at. This is what we've been dealing with for the last 2 to 3 years. This team is injury-prone beyond belief. Somehow they always pull together, but you can't always expect them to pull together. Sometimes you gotta push, you gotta push, you gotta push, and you gotta try to make those moves to get this team over the hump. It is what it is, but for now, we'll see what happens with the Yankees. They are currently a game out of first place. Actually, one game out of first place. Could be worse, possibly be better. But the remaining guys we have in the rotation, Herman, Cole, are gonna have to step it up. They're gonna have to be the aces. They're gonna have to be our 1-2 punch right now. Talia's gonna have to step it up a little bit. And Montgomery's going to have to pitch a little better than he's pitched. Guy gets a ton of run support every time he pitches. Somehow, it's always a mixed bag with him. We'll see what happens. So, this is Tone. This is Flag Post. And this is On Deck, presented by Flag Post Sports. All right, guys.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have